daycare surgery, for example, is delivered in what was an old-fashioned ward. They're not necessarily Nightingale wards anymore, but they were set up for inpatient management. And now they've been changed around with a little bit of a room where it's a bit pokey for the patient to get undressed, and there's nowhere for the family to sit, and there's nowhere for the patient to wait if they're second or third or... And it doesn't work. We know from experiences in the US and elsewhere that to deliver high-end, patient-focused, patient-centred surgery in short stay, you need to design your unit properly. So that's a very fundamental part of what we see as the future of the Charing Cross site. Around, and we see things like a men's health centre. The vast majority of urology, for example, is short stay treatments. And there's a growing and intense focus on having specialised services based on not just prostate, but that's obviously the kind of centrepiece of male health. We see that. We see ambulatory cancer care. And we see that nested in the kind of support services, whether they're rehab wards, whether they are podiatry, physiotherapy, strength training, GP services, all around the same area that keep people out of hospital and keep them well. That's the future of the Charing Cross. I won't dwell too much on this. We have a challenge that's we've got to make sure that our trust services match with what the university's good at. So, you know, we've never